Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue learning about a regular day, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, no day is regular in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in the second Perek in Maseches Tamid tells us that after Trumas HaDeshen has taken place, after some of the ashes are removed from the top of the Mizbeach, as we discussed in a previous FMM, the other Kohanim run to the Kiyor. That's what the Mishnah says. Hem Ratsu Miharu. The Mishnah says that they run. They're so excited to serve and to do their avoda. So the Kohanim run to the kiyor, to the wash basin, to wash their hands and feet and to start their avoda. They take shovels and pitchforks, and then they go to the up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach. In the last FMM, we discussed the three fires on top of the Mizbeach, and we discussed the tapuach, the pile of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach, from korbanos that had been brought previously. The Kohanim take their shovels and pitchforks, and they begin arranging the top of the Mizbeach, getting it ready for the day's avoda. The first thing they do is they go to the Ma'aracha HaGedola, the main fire on the Mizbeach, where the korbanos are burned, and they remove any limbs and any fats from yesterday's korbanos that had not been burned to ashes. And they clear these limbs and fats aside. They don't come off the Mizbeach, they're just removed from the Ma'aracha HaGedola so that this main fire can be fixed up. And then, as we'll see in a couple of minutes, these limbs and fats will be returned before the fire is relit. Once the limbs and fats are removed from the Ma'aracha HaGedola, the Kohanim use the shovels to remove the ashes from the area of the Ma'aracha HaGedola that had been lit yesterday and used yesterday, and they put those ashes on the tapuach, on the pile of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach. The Rambam, in his Perush to the Mishnayos, and also in Hilchos Tmidin Musafin Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, says that at this point, every day, ashes are now cleared away from the tapuach. Others say that this only happened once in a while, as needed. But either way, the ashes are taken off of the Mizbeach using a special kli called a psachter. A psachter is a large copper tub. We will learn more about the psachter in future FMMs, God willing. So the ashes from previous days' korbanos are removed from the Mizbeach, and as the Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Dalid, the ashes are taken outside of Yerushalayim to a place called Shefech HaDeshen or Beis HaDeshen. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma and in Maseches Zvachim says that the Beis HaDeshen is outside of Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, to the north. And there are some people who think they've identified the Beis HaDeshen as being just north of Sha'ar Shechem in East Jerusalem, just east and a little south of Me'ah Sharim near the St. George Hotel. In any case, after the ashes are moved to the tapuach on top of the Mizbeach, and after those ashes are removed to the Beis HaDeshen, the Kohanim begin bringing logs to the top of the Mizbeach in order to make a new Ma'aracha HaGedola, a new main fire for today's korbanos. And with these logs, the Kohen who performed the Trumas HaDeshen organizes the Ma'aracha HaGedola. He sets up the logs and he makes sure to leave some room for air. He also leaves room for kindling wood, almost like solid starter fluid. And this kindling wood has to be put between the logs as well. In addition, the Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, in the beginning of Vayikra Perek Vav, that two additional logs, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, are placed on the Ma'aracha HaGedola. That's a different mitzvah. Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, two additional logs, are placed on the Ma'aracha HaGedola. And the same Kohen, the one who performed Trumas HaDeshen, does that now as well. And now that the Ma'aracha HaGedola is all ready for today's avoda, the Kohanim begin setting up and arranging the second fire, the Ma'areches HaKetores, the fire from which coals will be taken to burn the Ketores on the inner Mizbeach. I'll say parenthetically that we know there is a third fire on the Mizbeach, the Ma'areches HaTamid, or the Eish Tamid, the continual fire on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnayos in the second Perek and Maseches Tamid do not explicitly say when the Eish Tamid shade is arranged and when it's lit if it went out overnight. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tmidin Musafin Perek Beis Halacha Ches and Tes implies that this happens now too. So at this point, the Mizbeach is almost ready for the day to begin. All the fires are ready to be lit, and now there's only two things left to do. First, the Kohanim take their shovels and their pitchforks, and they return the limbs and fats from yesterday's korbanos that had been placed on the side of the Mizbeach. These limbs and fats are now placed next to the Ma'aracha HaGedola, the main fire, so that these limbs and fats from yesterday can be consumed now. And finally, the fires of the Mizbeach are lit, and all of the Kohanim go back to the Lishkas HaGazis, which we've discussed in previous FMMs. They go back to the Lishkas HaGazis to get ready for the next parts of the daily avoda, and we will talk about that next time, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.